This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born July 27th in Galveston, Texas, he went from honing his comedy in smoky clubs to becoming part of one of the biggest comedy tours in history, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. He's gone on to star in his own comedy series, work in such films as Delta Farce, and on such series as Last Man Standing, as well as releasing numerous comedy specials, including the classic Here's Your Sign. You can see him live this January at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. And today, he's here with Dr. Joe DiTrollio to talk about a new supplement to help stop frequent urination. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Bill Engvall.
Mr. Engvall, how are you?
You know, I had forgotten how much I love that personal intro. Hey, and by the way, of all the freaking movies I've done, you got to put Delta Farce in.
Well, we love Larry. We love, you know, you're right. You've done a ton of movies, but... I gotta the thing about
Delta Farce was missing was a script. Other than that, it was a good movie.
I want to say hello to everybody here. Doc, how are you, Dr. Joe?
I'm doing great, thank you.
This is the first time anybody has ever brought their doctor with them to the show, so I love this, Bill. At first, I was like, "Why?" And then I just, for some reason, it makes perfect sense to me. You're just that guy. That's hilarious. You are Dr. Joe. You are his urologist, and so you've had your fingers inside of Bill.
Actually, now we should probably derail that one right there because I couldn't afford to fly to him because he's in Jersey and I'm on the West Coast. So, you know, I'm not going to go that far just to get my prostate examined by a guy. But I would go to Dr. DiTrollio in a heartbeat. But this is what's weird for me because I feel like it's the righteous thing to do. I got turned on to this product, this Urinazinc, and I know that guys don't like talking about anything that has to do below the belt, really, unless they're bragging.
Right.
But it's like guys got to get their prostate checked.
Sure.
You know what this is? It's not a drug. It's basically what this is. Is a supplement that helps replace things that we have had in our that we were born with, but because of our diet and lifestyle and all that, we've kind of weeded them out, which then is makes us more prone to prostate cancer, which is not something you want to mess.
Listen, I got a buddy who went through prostate cancer, and luckily it's all gone, and he's fine now, but it was scary, and I love him. So, no, that's the stress. We all have this. T, at a very young age, had a nodule on his... How old were you when you had the nodule? 35?
Right.
And so he ended up at his doctor doing the Doppler, and Dr. Joe, you'll know about this one, where they put the grid, basically looks like a game of a battleship, on your gooch, and then the Doppler goes inside and cores you from the inside after it also takes samples from the outside. That little needle goes chunk, 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 and literally takes pieces of your prostate out to test it.
Golden moments in medicine.
Oh, my God. He said he urinated and ejaculated blood. I don't know if you knew this, Joe, but then he told us the truth about this. He ejaculated blood for almost a month.
Gee. Well, because most of what you ejaculate actually comes from the prostate. Very little comes from the testicles.
Yeah, that's amazing.
See, isn't this great? I don't only bring that after. It's educational to know Bill Engvall.
That's right. Bill Engvall is you're an everyman, Bill. You're a Renaissance man.
Now, but you know what's cool about this, the Renaissance thing, is I've actually tried it, and I still continue to use it. I used to do the old joke in my show that, you know, that getting older sucks because I used to sleep all night, pee for 20 minutes when I got up in the morning. Now I sleep for 20 minutes, pee all night. And this has made a difference in that. It's like, it's just a vitamin supplement that helps keep your prostate healthy. And you know, you guys got guy fans out there that have been with you, those of you guys forever, just like same with me. And, you know, it's like, you know, why not? I don't, you know, kind of dudes should help each other out. Say, hey, man, you need to get on this because,
sure. You
know, or try it out. And that's a great thing. You can get it over the counter at Walmart, Walgreens, Amazon, whatever.
Yeah, listen.
And why would you not try it? You know, that's my question to guys. You know, it's what's the downside of trying it? If it doesn't work for you, then work for you. But if it does,
yeah,
okay.
Of course. Well, the most important thing, listen to your body, right? Doc Joe will tell you this. Like, listen, I went in, and here's the funny thing about getting your prostate checked. And the doc is a friend of mine, and I've known him. I knew him for a long time. He's gone now. But the first time he did it, the thing that bothered me the most was how easy his finger went in. I thought there was going to be a lot more of a struggle, and he popped it right on it. And I was like, whoa, whoa, you went three knuckles, and that we hit the bottom, didn't we?
Hey, I was telling somebody earlier, the guy I go to is awesome. He gives me a little propofol, lowers the lights, put on some Allman Brothers, and I'm like, hey, I'm yours for the next hour.
I got to tell you, the walk of shame is the worst, isn't it? Like, because you now know what a girl feels like. You're like, they hand you the tissues afterwards. Like, oh, I have to wipe my own Vaseline'd up hole and then walk past the nurses going, quick, 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 quick.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm older than you, and I can tell you that the older you get, the less that's a walk of shame. The more you're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I get it. I hate the idea of losing friends, especially to something stupid. Mike, now,
well,
Mike.
Yeah. You know what, dude? You're exactly right. Why? For something that if you just had, this urine thing, if you'd have just taken some vitamins, and it might have made a difference, and now, you know, we're all standing around in suits going, wow, I wish Joe was still around.
Sure. No, I feel that. I absolutely mean that on every level. It just, especially if you could just take a vitamin to make your prostate healthier. But you should check it. And absolutely. Now, I have a question for you, Dr. Joe. Mike is Nikki's husband. He works here in the building. He's a program director. He has a problem. Like, he goes code red and has to pee. And when he has to pee, he has to pee right then. He peed himself on the way to an airplane one time.
And let me explain. This happens both sober and drunk. I've witnessed it multiple times. But it'll come on to where, out of nowhere, he'll just feel this sudden, full urge to have to go to the bathroom and pee. And it's pretty frequent. I mean, it comes up enough. And it's any time of day, of course, goes to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And he's been frustrated by it, going, what in the hell? Why does it keep, you know, what's, you know, the story behind it? But, of course, has not gone to the doctor.
Yeah, everybody's different. And sure. People's prostates grow at different rates. And it's not so much the size of the prostate, it's where it is enlarged and whether it is inhibiting the flow of urine through the channel. If anything relaxes him, and drinking is one of those things that, you know, takes away the apprehension, and you lose your control of your urine, because when the bladder's full, it's a reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Our bladders were designed as babies that once they fill up, they would contract and empty, because our higher senses were not in control. You remove the higher senses from being in control, you go back to the, you know, the God-given natural tendency that once the bladder's full, it's time to empty, we're going, with or without you. And, of course, apprehension, nervousness, it aggravates it. Any alcohol that removes controls from up above increases the risk of that. But he should be checked. He should be seeing a doctor. Make sure it's just benign prostatic enlargement.
Okay.
Always the risk of chronic infections. The only message that an inflamed prostate or bladder are geared to tell us is that we have to go void, and we'll go. And you want to make sure that when you void, you empty completely,
mm-hmm.
That it's not just an irritation. Make sure there's no infection, and make sure there's nothing else going on more seriously. So getting checked out is probably the best thing.
To add to the story, that was what was happening to me. It was like I literally went to this period of like, you know, when you're young, you go, oh, I got to pee, and you kind of go, I can go hang on, hold it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the older you get, the harder it is, and that was happening to me. I was like, I even told my wife that. I said, this is weird. It's like, I know I got to go pee, but I better go right now.
Yes.
I also echo what the doctor's first thing to do is he needs to go see a doctor. But I will tell you that this urinazinc has helped in that aspect of it. Now, in the help that it's probably, my prostate is probably healthier now because I've put vitamins back into it that were gone. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's really frustrating.
How brutal. For Bill.
Oh, I got to pee. And people go, okay, well, we'll be in the bathroom in 5 minutes. She goes, dude, no.
I got to go now. Well, imagine, though, like you're a little weak into that area anyway, and then your best friends are Foxworthy, Larry, Ron White.
That's what you don't want. That that's the combo you really don't want.
Oh yeah, he's got his own version because he will do a grown ass man pee pee dance too. It's come to that point where you're just trying to hold it, and he tell you because he's like, okay, I gotta go. I mean, we gotta go.
All right, listen, they're giving me the rap already because I guess you guys got a bunch more interviews, but I got it, man.
Thank you,
Bill. I love the fact you're going to be here pretty soon near Kansas City. We'll talk again before that happens.
Yeah, and Topeka, we'll talk again, I'm sure. But hey, by the way, first of all, thank you guys for doing this. Sure. You know, you get it.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
No, dude, listen. I again, you hate to see someone get sick that doesn't have to be sick. There's so many things we can't tell, you know, like pancreatic cancer, stuff like this. You can get in front of and you can survive it. It's so common. I don't know. It's just terrible. And big deal. Big deal. I mean, so you got to get your prostate checked. Most importantly, if you can take something as easy as a vitamin and keep your body healthy, then you should absolutely do it, man. And we'll put all the information
There's no downside to doing this.
No.
All right, dude, man. Appreciate it.
See you, man. I feel bad wrapping up like that, but that was weird. That was weird.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
No, it's weird. Bill Engvall was here talking about
his talking about peeing in the night.
At least he made me feel better. He's like, that was me. Me too.
But that doesn't make me feel better because I don't want that to be me someday. Better take my vitamins or else have someone massage my prostate.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't try.
Have you seen the term, by the way, milking the prostate on porn?
Well, I've seen it on some of the toys. Yeah. You see
milking,
it on all the... Yeah.
Milking. Part of me wants to watch it. The other part of me doesn't.
Please do that at home. Make that home. Yeah, make that home work.
Milking the prostate.
Mm-mm.
Moo.
Moo. That's just one of those words, milking.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I have to be on all fours and you have to be downward utter stroking.
Yeah. I feel like I'm eating grass while we're doing this.
I'm like, or eating ass, whatever.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.